It's not just time to get away. It's time to travel with Anita. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel with Anita, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Travel with Anita and Friends. It's March, and this month we have been celebrating Ireland with the history of St. Patrick, the culinary traditions dating back to the time when St. Patrick journeyed through the country, bringing both written language and religion. And today, we continue our highlight of Ireland with the story of Waterford Crystal. With more than 200 years of fascinating history, this Irish company brings together culture and tradition throughout the years, from grand opportunities to very mysterious falling outs and struggles to keep the company afloat. This truly is an Irish company that has persevered to become not only award-winning, but the choice and love of so many collectors, from royals to crystal lovers to enthusiast new collectors. Waterford Crystal has become a household name around the world. Curiosity about the history of such a well-crafted, beautiful glass set me on a mission to learn more. I've loved the elegant design since my mother started collecting the Lismore pattern. During my years at Pan American Royal Airways, my trips to Shannon always ended with a long session of shopping in the Shannon Airport in the duty-free shop. I just had to see all of the elegant crystal and just look at it and admire it. And a time or two, yeah, something lovely did come home with me. I must admit that. Now, I won't continue just talking about my love for Waterford Crystal. I have a very special guest, Emily Brophy, who is with Waterford Crystal. She will help us continue our conversation about Ireland and in particular about Waterford Crystal. It's very, very fascinating. So let's jump right into my conversation with Emily, where she starts off with the history of Waterford Crystal. So, Emily, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about my favorite crystal, which is Waterford. I have a few pieces in my collection, and I'm always checking it out for other things that I can purchase because I just love the workmanship and the quality of the Waterford Crystal. But enough about me. First, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on and to talk about Waterford. And, you know, I would really love to just start at the beginning. Give us a little bit of history about Waterford and just why did crystal become such an important part of the Waterford area there of Ireland?
Our history actually dates as far back as 1783. It's a very colourful history that we have here in the heart of Waterford City. There was the Penrose family that originally started Waterford Crystal back then. They were masters of glassmaking, a very unique skill to have. So when they started, actually, it was the same time that Beethoven was actually publishing his first work. So if that puts it into context, and the first hot air balloon was launched in Paris. So we really had a busy year in 1783. Waterford began manufacturing in October of that year, and the Penroses made a lot of ornamental flint glass. And their ethos was to be the finest quality as any in Europe. At the time, the European glass houses were beginning to become very popular, and glass was seen as obviously a beautiful object, curiosity, but also a functional item in terms of drinking glasses, lighting accessories in the home. So it was something that was very much part of the luxurious lifestyle of that time in the 1700s.
I can definitely imagine that it would be considered a luxury.
Absolutely. And like a lot of the glass that people would have known originally was just that, it was glass. It wasn't actually crystal. So it would have been very cloudy, very unclear. So Waterford is, you know, Anita, from having your own collection, is the finest quality glassware in the world. So you've got that beautiful cut, sparkle and clarity to the glassware that we use. So that's what makes crystal defined by that clarity and cut. So again, it really elevated glass as a medium when it became that crystal product.
When did all of the various beautiful designs that Waterford is known for? When did that become part of the crystal and the glassmaking?
So there was a gentleman called John Hill, who were business partners with the Penrose family, and he came from Stafford in the United Kingdom. It was actually he who brought the original formulation of crystal to the Penrose family. So that elevated it from a glass factory or a flint glass factory to being a crystal factory. From the early days of Waterford, so the design could have been a little simpler at the beginning, but then they really got into that craft of designing Waterford. In the early 1800s, there was a number of glass companies in Ireland. There was a family called the Pugh Brothers in Dublin. There was Cork Crystal and Belfast Crystal. So they were other manufacturers at the time. So we really looked to the archives at the time to see what was the pattern of the day at the time. And that's where the first design inspirations actually came from. So crystal is an art that had been practiced in Ireland since the 1700s. In terms of where we would be with the design at the moment, our best-selling pattern globally is a pattern called the Lismore pattern, which you may know, Anita.
Yes, awesome.
It's a very beautiful pattern, and actually it's one that's close to my own heart. Lismore is a beautiful village in County Waterford. The Duke of Devonshire owns the castle there, so cousins to the royal family in the UK. And the world actually becomes very small when you hone it down. My grandfather was from Lismore in County Waterford, so we spent a lot of time there as children. But the inspiration behind that collection, a gentleman called Miroslav Havlund, Charles Batzik, just to take us back to the history in terms of when we opened in 1783, and then by 1797, we were really starting to produce that beautiful crystal that was starting to become world class. We then started to showcase our product at what was known as the Crystal Hall in London. And we won some actually prestigious awards at that time. But by 1851, we ran into some financial difficulty. It was the son of the original Penrose family that took over the glass manufacturing plant. And due to high taxation at the time and high shipping costs, Waterford, which was in demand across the world, was actually extremely expensive to export, and it just was no longer viable. So sadly, the company actually closed in 1870, uh-huh. Which was obviously disappointing to see it go from 1783. However, the history never died in Waterford. So through the National Museum in Ireland, which is based in Dublin and Collins Barracks, and through the museums in Waterford, there was always that presence of this spectacular brand that had existed in Waterford. So actually, very happily, in 1947, the McGrath family re-established a glassmaking company in Waterford. They knew of the successes from the 1800s and decided to start again. And the reason, Anita, why it originally began in the city of Waterford, as you know, Irish is obviously the first language in Ireland originally. And the Irish word for Waterford is called Port Lauraga, which actually Port Lauraga means deep port. So we're based on the banks of the River Shore. So for importing and exporting our raw materials like sand, potash, and the large oak trees that grew along the banks, they were the raw materials that we needed, A, to produce the crystal, and B, to fuel our tank furnaces. So it was a natural place to develop that factory originally. So the McGraths actually saw that potential in 1947. And they began the glass making facility again. The only problem was, obviously, we've cast ourselves forward by almost 100 years. All of the talent had actually passed away in the city, so we didn't know how to make glass.
What a fascinating, fascinating story. But it continues. The story doesn't stop here, but we must stop here, take a break. But when we come back, the story takes us to Waterford receiving assistance in making glass from two Czech immigrants who moved to Ireland. Now, who knew that other countries now would become involved in making the crystal? But the skill of glassmaking, it comes alive through their help and assistance to put the company back on track, making exquisite crystal. So sit tight, because when we return in a few minutes, we continue our chat about Ireland and the tradition of glassmaking and Waterford. Back in a minute here on Travel with Anita and Friends. For more information on traveling during a pandemic, visit the website travelwithanita.com. There you will find articles and the latest updates on how to travel safely with you and your family and friends.